All right, let's talk about Caitlin and Cody's wedding day. They got married at Greenhouse Two Rivers on literally the most perfect day. The weather was beyond beautiful. I can't even imagine it being better than what it was. When you walked up to the venue, they had this cute little welcome sign. Once you walked in through the doors, they had a table to the left that was going to have party favors, and then a table to the right that had their guest book. They had guests sign little hearts to put in a box. And right next to the box with the hearts was a special spot for people that could not be with them today. And Caitlin, I just love this special touch that you made. Caitlin had a heart, and then next to the heart were rocking chairs. And each rocking chair had the name of a person that could not be with them today. And I thought that was so special. I knew for this wedding that we were arriving really close to the ceremony time, so the moment I got there, I did say hi to Caitlin, and she was getting her hair and makeup done at the time. I also snuck over to say hi to Cody. He was sitting there with pieces of paper from the hotel with the smallest little vow notes I've ever seen, but it was so sweet. I said hi to him and then headed back to finish up the details. Once I finished those, I headed back to the bridal suite, and Caitlin had gotten her hair and makeup finished. We were getting ready to do the pajama shot, her flower girls had arrived, and then we needed to get Caitlin into her dress. I want to mention these flower girls because they were just the best. They were so excited, and they even danced the whole day. It was incredible. When they arrived, they got their flower crowns as Caitlin was putting on her shoes and her nails. We did the pajama shot with her bridesmaids, and then the flower girls got their baskets, and they were so excited that they got real flower petals versus the fake petals. Their faces lit up when they heard this piece of information. It was a big deal. Caitlin then got into her dress, and we were about ready for the ceremony. They had their ceremony in the building. Now, if you've never been to Greenhouse Two Rivers has spaces where you can get married outside, and they're actually building a brand new space that's almost done. We actually got to take portraits there, and it's stunning. So for all future couples, seriously check out that new space because it's amazing. Just wasn't quite ready for Caitlin and Cody's wedding day. So they chose to have their ceremony in the building and then do a flip afterwards. During their ceremony, they did the traditional walks down the aisle with the wedding party, and Cody was actually facing the opposite direction, so when Caitlin walked in, he got to turn around and see her for the first time. He teared up so much, but he was so happy to see her, and the pictures of this aren't even going to do the moment justice. I thought this was incredibly beautiful, and then during their ceremony, they chose to do a sand ceremony where they poured sand into a glass. The sand didn't quite fill up the whole thing, and they were talking to each other the whole time up there. So Caitlin and Cody, you'll have to fill me in on what happened, but it was making guests smile and me smile too. They sealed their marriage with a kiss and then headed back down the aisle as husband and wife. Immediately after the ceremony, they signed their marriage license, and we went straight into family portraits. Cody, I know I said this to you in person, but it was the most efficient family photos I've ever done, and it was probably the highest number of combinations I've done in a while, so props to you guys. Cody said he has a military family, so everything's very on time and routine. It was fantastic. After family photos, we went and did wedding party photos, and then portraits of Caitlin and Cody. That's when we got to sneak out to that new ceremony site, which is incredible. I don't know what architectural style of inspiration it was, maybe Spanish style or something from Italy, but I was in awe. The only thing was that they were requesting that photographers or vendors don't post any pictures of it until after a certain date in June. So I don't know when the blog post will officially be released, but I'm excited when that day comes. We headed back to the reception space. The whole wedding party did entrances, followed by Caitlin and Cody. Speeches were made and dinner was served. Throughout dinner, Caitlin and Cody went table to table chatting with guests. It really felt like a family affair. After dinner, they went into their first dance, followed by mother-son and father-daughter dances. A special twist was made during father-daughter and mother-son dances. During the dance with Caitlin and her dad, they invited all the father-daughter combinations in the room to come to the dance floor, and then when Cody had his dance with his mom, they invited all the mother-son combinations to the dance floor. This was really powerful, and I even started tearing up. It caught me off guard, but it was very, very special. After the dances, they decided to bump up the cake cutting. I think guests were asking behind the scenes for dessert, and this is a common theme that happens at weddings. The cake is very popular. Their cake was from Supreme Bakery, but all of the cupcakes they had were from the Urban Cup, and it was the best cupcake I have ever had. Alex and I snuck an Oreo one, and it was heaven. I even saw Cody sneak one and run back to the table. He wanted to make sure to get a particular flavor before the guests ate them all. They were that good. The dances had now officially begun. Caitlin got her bridesmaids together with cowboy hats and sunglasses. They kicked off a dance to Copperhead Road. It's an unfamiliar one at a lot of weddings, but I'm really glad Caitlin knows it because it's super fun. After some dancing, guests started escaping outside to play cornhole and relax. The weather was too good not to pass this up. Because all the guests were outside, Caitlin chose to do her bouquet toss out there since it would be easier than making everybody else come back inside. We also found out that guests were kind of starting to head out, so before we had lost too many people, we got everyone together for an epic venue photo. We had the guests stand inside the building behind the glass while Caitlin and Cody stood outside. I loved how this one turned out. So fun. And then we also snuck in the sparkler exit. I did joke with Caitlin that it might be a smidgen bright, so the sparklers might not show up very big in the photo, but it's the moment that counts. It was super fun. Everyone was smiling and having a good time. Before I had to leave, I took a few more photos of them by the pond, and their wedding day was just incredible, and I only wish we could do it all over again. So Caitlin and Cody, congratulations.